Welcome to the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs, and we're on day 8 of praying for our teens. Proverbs 18:13, to answer before listening, that is folly and shame. Communicating with our children is one of the most important things we do each day. It's not fact gathering, but rather it's truly connecting and understanding what makes them tick, what excites them, what upsets them, and what brings them hope. Communicating is choosing to focus in on their facial expressions. It's studying the crease he gets between his eyebrows when he's stressed, or the twinkle she gets in her eyes when she talks about her kitten. Communication is fighting the urge to solve her teenage friendship problems, but instead allowing her to talk herself through to her own solution. It's teaching them to drive and being thankful for the laughter and screams you share together as he learns. It's believing he could play in the major leagues even on the days he can't get out of the batter's box. It's believing she will someday make a house a home as you pick up her socks for the 100th time. Remember, relationships are a two-way street, and your children, yes, even your teens, want to know and understand you. Although it may take a while for them to admit it, you are their hero, and they want to feel connected to you and valuable to you. Communicating is far more than fact-finding. It's throwing a rope from your heart to theirs and then pulling it in close. As parents, we have some of the most precious, just-between-us experiences with our children. I love that when Maddie's playing volleyball, I can see her look my direction out of the corner of her eye, and I know just what she's thinking. I love that I end almost every text to Jake with the number 4, and only he and I know the significance of that. Those things are so dear to me because I can almost read an article in their mind about their day by simply watching how they walk to the car after school. You can know that when difficult topics present themselves, and they will, you will be able to communicate with your teen. Lord, help us to truly know and connect with our children. We don't want to be deceived about who they are or what struggles they face. Also, Father, you know I like to swim in the deep waters, not just splash around near the shore. It takes communication to move from the shallow and meaningless to the deep and powerful. And when it comes, our ability to touch the hearts of our teens. Help us not to settle with waiting. We want to swim. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Another one of my favorite scriptures is Exodus 33:11. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. Lord, make it so in the lives of our teen. This is the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. You can reach us at 354-2288. Visit our blog at candygibbs.com. Have a great day.